Chapter 6. Becalmed. Retius Dacius folded his arms across his chest, the scores and burns marring his armour still visible despite his best efforts to scrub them out. He was not a prideful man, but a fastidious one, and when he stood in the presence of his captain, he at least wanted to look like he could do the job he had been given. He also didn't waste words.
"We have a serious problem."
"From all accounts," answered Zacharias, "we have more than just one."
His cold blue gaze took in the rest of the room and the audience he had summoned to his quarters. He had long abandoned the notion of having a private space, though there were times that he missed the luxury of isolation and the clarity of thought that came with it. Ever since the ship had been adrift, power had been failing, and several decks had to be shut down and sealed, as vital life support systems could no longer be sustained to an acceptable level of efficacy. It meant some of the briefing chambers had been repurposed as barracks or living spaces for the non-combatant members of the crew. In turn, this had meant sacrificing privacy for pragmatism. A Tacticarium hololith table had been moved in, and most of the furnishings, including the slab cot where Zacharias had occasionally slept, moved out to make space for briefings and reports. Even so, it was still crowded in the captain's quarters.
"Our failing power reserves are of significant concern," said Hephaestus,
taking the opportunity to voice his findings first. The Techmarine was a towering presence, only surpassed by the indomitable figure of Argo Helicus, who stood next to him.
"I have conducted numerous theoreticals based on the current depletion rates, and have worked up a predictive algorithm to posit an energy half-life."
Hephaestus tapped a panel on his left vambrace. Unlike the other ultramarines in the room, it was red, like the rest of his armour, to denote his Martian training and allegiance. A series of complex computations and isometrical power forecasts flickered into being, rendered up as grainy graphical images that the Techmarine transferred to the hololithic table, around which they were all gathered. Zacharias looked on gravely, and caught the gimlet stare of Hephaestus's bionic eye looking back.
"I don't have your technical acumen, Hephaestus," he said, absently stroking the beard he had cultivated over the last few months, "but even I can see these projections are grim."
"A critical juncture will be reached in a matter of weeks," Hephaestus confirmed.
Zacharias leaned back in his chair, the fingers of his left hand drumming against the edge of the table. Unlike the fellow Adeptus Astartes currently in his presence, he wore light training fatigues, his bare arms displaying powerful muscles and his chapter tattoos.
"It's draining, then, our power."
"The ship, our armour, everything," said Hephaestus.
"Can anything be done?"
"I will return to the lower decks, to the ship's main power core. I might be able to eke out more time, but it is not a long-term solution. We are hemorrhaging power."
"But we shouldn't be, should we?"
Hephaestus nodded.
"The Emperor's will can maintain function for decades, and most of its critical systems are self-sustaining. Our armour generators also have years of operation. Until I have conducted further analysis, I can only assume a warp siphon."
"You're saying while we linger here, becalmed in the Empyrean Sea, we are being bled dry?"
"A tad poetic, but yes, that is accurate."
"And the severity of these outages?"
"I've received reports of power failures in the aft decks, 8 through 12, and I'm considering moving the crew in those sections to more stable areas,"
offered a thin-looking woman, wearing an amalgam of militarum fatigues and munitorum robes. Olvo Shana blinked nervously at the captain, behind a pair of wire-frame glasses, a bleached bone servo skull scribing every word to parchment with a neuro quill. The reams of vellum gathered in a hefty stack beneath the floating machine, its tiny anti-gravitic impellers stirring the papery edges.
"And there is also the question of sustenance."
Zacharias held her gaze for a moment.
"Food, Captain," she said.
"I know what sustenance means, Quartermaster," he said patiently. "Would you care to provide a little more detail about the crisis?"
Of course, Captain, she said quickly,
shoving her wireframes a little further up her nose.
Of course. Put bluntly, we are reaching the end of our reserves, and with the current power issues...
She gave a furtive glance at Hephaestus before looking away again.
We are unable to process the stocks that we do have. Our agri-stockpiles are already spoiling, far faster than we could have projected, and we do not possess the means to generate more. Rations have already been halved, and I am stretching them out as far as they can go.
Then you'll have to stretch them further, said Sicarius, firmly but not unkindly. The ship must still function.
And the crew have to eat,
Shiner replied, swallowing back her boldness.
Starvation is imminent, and there has been...
She paused, trying to wrap her tongue around the right word.
Unrest.
Sicarius turned his attention to the man standing at the back of the room, behind the others and half hidden by the shadows. Valesco Crafe looked grey and as tough as old leather. He had a wiry orange moustache, turning white at the edges. His patrol cap was folded under one arm, and his bald scalp shone in the light. He was a veteran like Dacius, only Crafe was not transhuman. He stepped forwards as soon as he realized he had the captain's attention.
Civil disquiet amongst the ratings has increased, he admitted. I am doubling patrols and cutting sleep rotations, but we took a lot of casualties during the last assault. I'm stretched rather thin.
Aren't we all, Colonel? Sicarius conceded. What's the nature of the unrest? And can we just call it what it is? 5 years lost in the warp? I think we've learned to be candid with each other by now, yes? That prompted a few nods and the odd muttered word of agreement.
Rioting and murder, Captain, Crafe replied. Death tolls have gone up by at least 80%. Some of it is warp madness. Deck 13 remains under quarantine, but we might need to do the same with other decks if this persists. The rest is sickness and fatigue. They want food, and they crave light and air. I cannot give any of that to them. Only the mailed fist and the promise of severe punishment if they transgress. They are locked in a steel box, and the heat is rising.
I rely upon you to keep order amongst the crew, particularly the deckhands and ratings, said Sicarius. You have the assistance of the overseers. Use it.
I do, sire, but frankly it is not enough. I have lost 8 overseers in the last day alone. 5 committed suicide by stepping into the plasma furnaces, while the other 3 were torn apart when a labourer dispute turned ugly. Literally, they tore the men apart, sire. Limb from limb.
Sicarius regarded him pensively as he considered the problem. Crafe looked at the edge of endurance, and Sicarius wondered when last he had actually slept. His eyes kept wandering, as if he were struggling to maintain focus, and Sicarius was forced to consider whether the man was still fit for task. He decided he would have Venatio check in on him later. The apothecary had a full slate, but Sicarius needed his master of arms functional.
All right, Colonel, he said, and then looked at Dacius. Sergeant, task squads Vorolanus and Fenian to assist in restoring order in the lower decks.
That will leave our defences threadbare, Captain. If there's another attack,
it's either that or the ship eats itself from within. See it done, he said.
Dacius nodded and quietly relayed the order through his vox.
As to the dearth of power, Sicarius said, turning his attention to Hephaestus, divert what you can to ration production and hydroponics. Conduct whatever further analysis is needed.
The Techmarine's bionic eye noisily refocused as he made the mental computations.
By your will, Captain, but I must advise you that such measures will require taking most of the automated defences on the command, primary and secondary decks offline. Generator restoration cycles will also need to be expanded by a further 12 hours.
Duly noted. Master Zadrin, any contact, even a scrap, from the Crusade fleet?
A hooded figure in long violet robes turned his face towards the light. He had no eyes, but his features seemed to react to the meagre illumination as if perceiving by some other, less ordinary means.
Whispers, but nothing more, Captain,
he said, his reedy voice a match to his skeletal frame and hunched posture. He gripped a black obsidian staff adorned with a stylized silver eye, the symbol of the Adeptus Astra Telepathica, the Astropaths, and leaned on it heavily.
"I cannot be certain it is our allies either, and I dare not venture too far or for too long. The warp is ever close. I hear it scratching sometimes just at the edges, but it's getting louder."
Kraith suppressed a shiver at the Astropath's remarks, surreptitiously making the sign of the Aquila when he thought no one was looking.
"Well, at least that's brief," said Sicarius, facetiously. "Keep trying. If a message in a bottle is our best hope, then we have to keep sending them out into the tides until one reaches shore. Is that everything?"
"Not quite everything," said Decius.
"Ah, the serious problem."
"No matter of Ithro Archadron,"
Decius supplied. The faces around the room, particularly those of the Adeptus Astartes, darkened at the mention of the librarian's name.
"Without him, we have no navigator,"
Decius added.
"Ithro's loss to us is a grave one. He served with courage and honour. But we have a navigator, Decius."
"I meant a functioning navigator."
"You mean one who's sane?"
"That too."
Sicarius' eyes narrowed and his face changed, as if he had just tried a rare Iaxian vintage on his palate and decided the taste was not to his liking.
"We cannot remain becalmed, adrift on seas of fate. Sane or not, Barthus is needed. Venatio can make an assessment, but unless he's raving, I want the navigator back at his post. Inertia now will see this ship and everyone aboard dead within days, let alone weeks. We are prey in these blood-laced waters, and the predators have our scent. 5 years we've been gone and have managed to avoid the worst, but we have reached the bleeding edge. Colonel, can you spare a few of your men to retrieve Barthus from the sanctum?"
Kraith glanced at Decius before giving his full attention to the captain.
"With the assistance of the Adeptus Astartes reinforcements to help manage the decks, yes, I can assign some men for that duty. Now we'll see it done personally, sire."
Sicarius nodded.
"Very well. If that is all,"
he asked the assembly. They gave their murmured assent. Sicarius nodded again.
"To your duties, then,"